He also sang a lot of songs about union movement and labor. What were some of the songs that exemplify what his feelings were on that?
Well, union songs and labor. You know, believe it or not, If I Had a Hammer was, this is a really amazing thing to think about. It was written in 1950. It was actually a co-write with Pete Seeger and Lee Hayes, who were the two founding members of the Weavers. And I heard something on a television program once called West Wing. There's a character on the television program called Sam Seaborn. West Wing came out in the early 20s, and Sam Seaborn said, you know, the big issue today for the first half of the 21st century is privacy. The first half of the 20th century, the big issue was labor. And the second half of the 20th century, the big issue was civil rights. And my jaw just dropped. I said, that song, If I Had a Hammer, was taking the hammer, the symbol of labor, John Henry's hammer, and bringing that from the labor movement into the civil rights movement. And also, the civil rights movement really got its start in labor. The first areas that really got integrated were the labor force, where white people and black people were working alongside from each other. And when they were fighting for the equal rights to for workers, it became a struggle for equal rights for white workers and for black workers, and eventually equal rights for white workers and black workers outside of the labor movement. So one of the songs that comes out of that desire to give voice to the labor cause is If I Had a Hammer. But Pete was singing all kinds of songs. Banks of Marble is about the workers who are getting underpaid, or getting the farmers getting their homes taken away from them during the Dust Bowl and the Great Depression, and the miners who were struggling in the mines, working all day long, and then they come home, they don't have enough coal to heat their own families, to heat their own homes, and the people who are working on the sea docks that are standing there idly because the big corporate interests are coming in and taking the work away. So that, all the way back to 1940, when he was starting to write songs, and he was sitting in the same room when Woody Guthrie wrote Union Maid, you know, the perspective of union leadership from a woman. So Pete always had this desire to give voice to the labor movement. He learned lots of old labor songs and started writing many of songs like that himself.
That kind of ties in somewhat to Oceans of Debt in terms of the economy as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So what happened was, Pete, in his quest to get younger people involved in folk music, wants to keep this music current. And that's one of the struggles that we have today as folk musicians. Is folk music just a bunch of old songs? Is that used to mean something? Well, no. And one of the ways to keep folk music relevant, and why I named my new album Keep the Flame Alive, Pete, Woody, and Me, Volume 1, Keep the Flame Alive, which, by the way, did very well when it came out. Got played all over the world and was the number 12 album of the year on the international folk radio charts. And one of the ways to keep the flame alive is to write about the world we live in today. Pete would tell me and hundreds of other younger musicians, if you want to know about the world we live in today, talk to young people. Well, I live right across the street from Rutgers University, and so I invited two college students and two recent college graduates to my home to tell me about the world we live in today. And all of their stories were unique, but there was a common thread running through them. It was this idea of debt. And so after I sent them home, I took a short nap and I woke up with this song in my head, ran upstairs and wrote it down, and it became Ocean of Debt.
And that plays into the division we have between Wall Street and Main Street.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. You know, this idea of royalty versus the masses of people, the aristocracy versus the serf. serfdom. That's been around forever and is still around today.
All right. So we'll play Banks of Marble, and then we will play Ocean of Debt.
Well, I traveled round this country from shore to shiny shore, and it really made me wonder the things I heard and saw. I saw the family farmer just a plowing sod and loam, and I heard the auction hammer just a knocking down his home. But the banks are made of marble with a guard at every door, and the vaults are stuffed with silver that the farmer sweated for. And I saw the bright-eyed student study deep into the night, and I heard the bankers whisper, "Now you owe me half your life." But the banks are made of marble with a guard at every door, and the vaults are stuffed with silver that the student sweated for. And I saw the retail worker standing all day on her feet, and I heard the check they pay her does not buy enough to eat. But the banks are made of marble with a guard at every door, and the vaults are stuffed with silver that the worker sweated for. Yes, I seen us people working throughout this mighty land, and I prayed we'd get together and together take a stand, that we might own those banks of marble with a guard at every door, and we'll share those vaults of silver people sweated for. Yes, we'll own those banks of marble with a guard at every door, and we'll share those vaults of silver that we all have sweated for. It's funny, but I probably owe you some money. The way things are going, I'll keep owing. The waves are crashing over my head. They work us all day now. It's something, but the wages they pay now are nothing. It keeps getting harder and harder. I'm swallowing water, drowning in an ocean of debt. It keeps getting harder and harder. I'm swallowing water, drowning in an ocean of debt. I went off to college, took a loan out to purchase some knowledge. Now I'm a coffee jerk, I couldn't find other work. The sweat is dripping off of my chin. My eyes were much brighter But then I pulled one too many all-nighters. Now the bankers keep calling, my credit score is falling. I can't tell you all the trouble I'm in. It keeps getting harder and harder. I'm swallowing water, drowning in an ocean of debt. Spill the mail is spilling onto the floor. The web guy, CSA, traffic court, PBA, the sheriff's tacking nose to my door. Oh, I owe the tax bill, gas bill, water bill, electric bill. Obamacare won't cover my herbs. I owe 6 months rent. My crazy landlady went and dragged my futon out to the curb. Yeah, yeah, there goes the repo man with my biodiesel van. The rain is falling down on my head. It keeps getting harder and harder. I'm swallowing water, drowning in an ocean of debt. I don't even know you. It's funny, but I know that I owe you some money. It keeps getting harder and harder. I'm swallowing water, drowning in an ocean of debt. It keeps getting harder and harder. I'm swallowing water, drowning in an ocean of debt.
So we're going to wind up. The last two songs we're going to talk about is The Death Came Anyway, and then My Rainbow Race. So tell us a little bit about those two songs.
Okay, yeah, cool. You know, I just want to mention real quickly, too, that that song Banks of Marble, you know, Pete was a big advocate of getting younger people to learn the old songs but to write new verses for them. And so two of those songs on Banks of Marble was written in the 1940s. Mm-hmm. And it was originally the three interior verses were about the farmer, the miner, and the dock workers, the seamen, and those were the pillars of the labor movement at the time. But, and it's a great song, same issues going on today, but they're affecting different people now. So I put in two new verses, one about the college student that studies deep into the night and just yet is comes out of college with all this debt. And then one about the retail worker that works all day, standing all day on her feet and doesn't get paid enough to feed their own family. So that's an important thing for lots of songwriters today, is learn the old songs and write new verses. And that's by doing that exercise, I ended up coming up with a whole new song, kind of on a similar theme, the ocean of debt. So now, another thing is listening to the songs that your contemporaries are doing, not just the old songs. And a friend of mine, Flora Newberry, had this idea for a song about death. This idea that since the beginning of time, people have been making these deals with death to do their dirty work and then thinking that they can renege on that and somehow walk away unscathed. And I told her, I said, Flora, this could be a great song. Let's get together and work on it. And came up with the song Death Came Anyway. So we're going to hear that. And Rainbow Race, will end the show with going back to, you know, one of Pete's songs, the way he did it, except I changed the timing on it from 4-4 to 6-4 because I felt a different cadence in it. And this is a song where Pete sings about the beauty of the planet that we live on, the oceans, the one blue sky above us, one ocean lapping all our shores, one earth so green and round, who could ask for more? And yet it's a call to arms for people to wake up and realize that the world's in, the planet's in a lot of trouble. 50 years ago, he wrote that, and it's more true today than ever.
Since Cain murdered Abel, death has been for hire. He helped us fix our bayonets and wrote each missile fired. He never asked more than an eye for an eye. We thought we could absolve our debts praying to the sky. But death came anyway. Death came anyway. We came to our senses, seeing no one wins in war. Closed the schools and told death, we won't work with you no more. With an air of defiance, we put flowers in his guns. Guardsmen started yielding ground, we thought that we had won. Death came anyway. Death came anyway. Some people called for revolution. Others cried, nothing can be done. I say we make our own decision. Keep death as a friend. Or maybe we can bring an end. Cycle of destruction. In a tower in a city 100 stories high, we looked out on a sunny day, sat down with a sigh. There was nothing further from us than the thought that we might die. We felt that death was far away, forgot that he could fly. Death came anyway. Death came anyway. Some people called for retribution. Others cried, nothing can be done. I say we make our own decision. Keep death as a friend. Or maybe we can bring an end. Cycle of destruction. We deluded ourselves to think the world was on the mend. What a shock to find ourselves in bed with death again. We said let's go dust off those weapons of war. We knew the drill so well, we didn't need him anymore. Bombs bursting in the air. We told him which side we were on. He didn't seem to care. Death came anyway. Death came anyway. Don't you think we've got to end this cycle of destruction? Cycle of destruction. This cycle of destruction. One blue sky above us. One ocean lapping all our shores. One earth so green and round. Who could ask for more? And because I love you, I'll give it one more try. To show my rainbow rays, it's too soon to die. Some folks wanna be like an ostrich, bury their heads in the sand. Some hope that plastic dreams can unclench all those greedy hands. Some hope to take the easy way. Poisons and bombs, they think we need them. Don't you know you can't kill all the unbelievers? There's no shortcut to freedom. One blue sky above us, one ocean lapping all our shores, one earth so green and round. Who could ask for more? And because I love you, I'll give it one more try to show my rainbow rays. It's too soon to die. Go tell all the little children. Tell the mothers and fathers too. Now's our last chance to learn to share what's been given to me and you. One blue sky above us, one ocean lapping all our shores, one earth so green and round. Who could ask for more? And because I love you, I'll give it one more try to show my rainbow rays. It's too soon to die. One blue sky above us, one ocean lapping all our shores, one earth so green and round. Who could ask for more?
Hey, so for those of you who have just joined us, we've been talking with Spook Handy. He's a folk musician, and he's performed with Pete Seeger more than 50 times. He's doing a tour remembering Pete Seeger, and the name of the album that some of those songs came from is Pete, Woody, and Me, Keep the Flame Alive. Some of the other songs came, What You Gonna Do, which is another CD he has. Right. Thank you, Spook.
Hey, Craig, it's a pleasure to be here on KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio. Okay.